SRN News, I'm John Scott. Voting underway as Super Tuesday elections being held in 16 states and one territory. Texas plans to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally and order them to leave the country is headed to the Supreme Court in a legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Stocks are falling further from their records as drops for big tech weigh on Wall Street. Apple was one of the heaviest weights on the market. It's been struggling on worries about sluggish iPhone sales in China. Treasury yields fell after the U.S. economic data was weaker than expected. Bitcoin touched a record high, while stocks in Europe and Asia were mostly lower. The Dow is down 296 points, the NASDAQ losing 269. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76, with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. We can't say thank you enough to every one of you who have made Capital Tractor one of the largest Kubota dealers in the U.S. It's because of you. We're honored, we're humbled, we're grateful. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A police chase came to an end in Prattville Monday afternoon. Police attempted to stop 35-year-old Mac Wilson of Montgomery for speeding on I-65 in Elmore County. Wilson tried to elude police but ultimately crashed into another vehicle on Cobbs Ford Road, where he was arrested on multiple charges, including DUI. Alabama Senator Katie Britt has been chosen to deliver the Republican Party's response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. The president is scheduled to deliver his annual address on Thursday, March 7th. Katie Britt is the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from the state of Alabama. The very last item on the Montgomery County ballot today will be an addendum to renew a 40-year-old property tax of 3.5 mils. Annually, this tax brings in $11 million for Montgomery Public Schools and another million for Pike Road Schools. If the renewal isn't passed, these schools may have to cut programs in September. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into the second hour of the program here, News and Views. In the afternoon, I'm Joey. Eddie's still in the house. You all right, Eddie?
I'm good. Good.
Dog's not distracting you
too
much?
No, she's doing pretty good today. Looking out the window, all is well.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's very good. And we have... I was about to tell these two lovely ladies off the air, it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
All these people running to control our lives.
Right.
I mean, they're nice people.
They are nice, especially when you get to know them.
But I've just gotten tired of all the candidates. So we have Taylor and Maya here. I believe they're with Parks and Rec for the city of Prattville. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So let's talk about this event coming up y'all have scheduled.
Yeah, so it's the Wilson Pickett Music and Arts Festival.
You pull the mic down in front of you a little more there.
Is that a little better?
Yeah.
So it's the Wilson Pickett Music and Arts Festival. It's kind of the end of our Celebration of the Arts that runs through the month of March and the beginning of April. It's brought to you by the City of Prattville and the Alabama State Council on the Arts. It celebrates the legacy of Wilson Pickett. It celebrates the arts and the music in our city. And, yeah.
And so where's it going to be this year?
So this year the event will be at Cooter's Pond due to the construction in Pratt Park, which we're really excited about because, you know, we'll have a new stadium and all that next year. But we are excited that Cooter's Pond will allow us to have all of our events closer together in the big green space that they offer there.
Okay, so, like, when is the, like, actual music start? Because I think all the crafts, all the fun, but, like, when does the music actually get going here?
Yeah, so the event runs from 10 to 5. That's on April 6th. And then we have a variety of different artists. We're going to kick it off with some exciting activities. We're still working out the kinks with that one.
Okay.
So we won't announce that just yet. But we have Taylor Boggy, who's a country artist, Lacey Lynn's pop. And then we're going to end the afternoon with True the Star featuring Soul Expressions.
And genre-wise, is this all over kind of the place?
It's a variety.
Okay, like you're saying, country, pop, is True the Star, soul music, R&B. Yeah. Okay, good. I like all that stuff.
Taylor Boggy is not me.
Okay, I was wondering.
I cannot sing. Yeah, I cannot sing to save my life. I sound like a dying walrus. So, yes, we have another person coming out to sing for us.
Well, and there's also going to be, like, crafts and vendors, artists out there?
Yeah, so we will have several artists and craft vendors from all over the state. Several of our Prattville cultural arts groups will have free activities for the kids to enjoy. So Way Off Broadway Theater will be out there. Pataga Art Guild will be out there. And so will our community chorus and pops. They actually have, like, inflatable little guitars and microphones for kids to play along
like
with.
That.
And we can't forget about our sweet and savory food vendors that will be out there.
Oh, that's what I was hoping for.
I mean, look at this guy. Well, actually, look at me. We're both a little...
The food vendors is the whole reason I'll probably show up. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good as I shove a probably sausage dog down my face.
Yeah, they're so good. They really are. And Eddie?
Yes.
You heard them say this. Mm-hmm. Like, the little inflatable guitars are not for you. They're for the children.
If I get one and kind of nobody notices it, or if I'm good enough with it, I think they'll let me play with it.
I think I could have air guitar lessons.
Y'all are making a mistake.
But let me go ahead and tell you this. Joey used to work for Parks and Rec. So if you got
in Montgomery.
Trash and stuff afterwards, he got plenty of time.
Come on, we need volunteers.
Absolutely love working with Parks and Rec. It's so fun. You never know what's going to happen.
He's also very talented. So if y'all have somebody that knows shows, call him up. He'll get up there. He'll do a little guitar action, a little singing.
Well, we'll have y'all out there then.
Eddie.
What?
I'm upselling. Because we all know what happened with you with the children when you wanted to go into the bouncy castle. You got a you said it was just, we're just, horsing around, roughhousing.
I was a little bit. I didn't know they couldn't quite take it being slammed against the wall in a bouncy castle. It's a bouncy castle.
Taking it a little too far. Just a little bit.
I know. He was a big 5-year-old. Let me go ahead and tell you. He was big.
He was a big for 5. Yeah, that's his excuse.
He had a mustache.
It sounds like this is going to be a lot of fun as an event. And so, I love that there are a lot of free activities. This is any cost at all?
No, nice.
Free event.
Free event.
I love the word free. So
yes, sir.
Let's say that a little louder.
Yeah.
So this is April 6th from 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Musical acts all day starting at 10. Arts, crafts, vendors. You can go eat yourself, be as full as a tick, so to speak.
That sounds wonderful. Goodness.
So many good funnel cakes. We have
funnel cakes.
fresh lemonade vendors. Ooh. We have all of the concessions things that you can't usually get at like a regular restaurant. But then also some really good barbecue and stuff like that as well. So we're really excited about our food vendors. We enjoy working with them and having them at our events too. And then we also do have an inflatable bounce house and a slide. Mm-hmm.
If we get there early enough before the kids get there, we could probably have a few minutes in there.
Oh, no, don't threaten me with time. You know my strategy.
I know.
Your knees are not good.
But when I'm jumping, Joey...
It's like a moonwalk. You don't have to have good knees for it.
Oh, you might be surprised. You might be surprised with what I got in store for this guy. But people can find more information where. Of course, they might be hearing us going home excited, but to remind themselves, where can they go?
Yeah, so they can go on WilsonPicketFestival.com. And we're still looking for more art vendors. So there's a tab on there, and it says apply here. Just submit the application. Or you can call our office. That's 334-595-0850.
Well, did we leave anything out? Or, I think we're good here.
I mean, we have a lot of events going on this month as well, just smaller events. And so... make sure to go to our website, prattvilleal.gov, to see all the celebration of the arts.
Well, great seeing you,
both. I love your t-shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I love y'all's t-shirt.
Thank you.
We didn't plan on matching today.
Oh, those are cool.
Those are cool.
But they were convenient this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Rep in Prattville.
Yeah.
Right. Like that. Should we get Montgomery shirts? Anyway. Well, thank you all both. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Maya.
Thank you for having us.
Well, more news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Phone line at 272-9228. Sparky, hold on. I'll come right to you. We have Caroline Dobson, a candidate for Congress here in the District 2, brand new District 2. Caroline, happy Election Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joey. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yep. Great to have you on the air. So just what's your gut sense telling you? How are you feeling about today?
We feel really good about today. We've put in a lot of hard work. I was the first Republican to qualify in this race, and I've been working hard since since that day, November 1st. Again, given the redistricting, it's been a short window of time, but it has been truly a privilege to get to spend so much time in District 2 and in all these counties and get to know so many folks. And so I'm just feeling grateful, excited, and a little tired, too.
Well, I have to say, from my point of view, it's been great meeting you. Like, we didn't know each other before the cycle, so I would say that is a plus of this most recent cycle. But you're kind of your last pitch to voters here for the folks who haven't gone to the polls yet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we need to send a true conservative to Washington, someone who's not a career politician, who's going to fight for Alabama families, and that candidate's me. I've grown up in this district. My family's been here for generations. I'm so proud to call Alabama home, and I'm proud to be raising my daughters here, but I'm concerned about our country. I'm the only Republican in this race who has signed the Americans for Tax Reform pledge, committing to never vote to increase your taxes. We've got to have more fiscal responsibility in our government. We've got to secure our border, support our military, and fight to restore faith in this country to ensure that our kids can worship God freely. So if you want a true conservative who's running for the sake of people of Congressional District 2, for the sake of our children, please vote for Caroline Dobson today. Polls close at 7 p.m.
Well, Caroline, best of luck today. And like I said, it's great meeting you this cycle. And we'll see what happens tonight as the returns come in.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to get to visit with you so many times.
Thank you. Again, folks, it's Caroline Dobson. And great to have her calling in. And we might get some more candidates. We kind of gave an open door to folks. But let's go to Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Right.
How you doing, man?
We're okay. We're here at Tri-City Baptist Church, and we're working the polls.
Oh, good deal.
And so far, we got about 7.5%. It's not great, but we'll probably have, I would say, between 12 and 15% before we're done.
Oh, man.
I know. It's not much.
That's tough.
That's not much at all.
And it's not even raining yet.
Right.
Yeah,
that'll determine some more. Joe, you know anything about the amendment they're trying to get through?
Amendment 1? I essentially voted no. What they're trying to do is, right now, you have to pass both actual budgets before you can move on to things like local bills. Yeah. People do often use it as a slowdown mechanism to hold things up. Leadership has done that before. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I kind of like the way that current budget process works, even if it is used as a delay tactic. I like the legislature. You know, anything that can throw a wrench in the gears is actually probably a good thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, a lot of times you read these amendments, and if you answer yes, you're really saying no.
Right. You know? You're exactly
and,
right.
And that's the reason I'm calling. You said, so I'm sure you did your homework on it, which, shamefully, I didn't. And, that's why I'm calling. I haven't voted yet.
Well, I went with no, and there's a write-up on 1819 News about it if you want to read the details for yourself.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Sparky.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how are we doing this afternoon?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, man, I'm not trying to change the subject. I just got in the vehicle and listened to what y'all were saying. But can you explain, or one of you fellas, you're all both intelligent, very much so there. I listen to you constantly. Can you tell me, what is Ramadan? What is it all about?
Honestly, I have to admit my ignorance. I know it's an incredibly important holiday in the Muslim faith, in the Islamic tradition. So, and I know there's like fasting and all sorts of things.
It's a month, the most important month.
The reason I ask is I just went through the McDonald's drive-thru on Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson Drive.
Yeah.
And they asked for a donation for the Islamic children during Ramadan.
Hmm.
And when I said no thank you, it wasn't received well.
Really?
So I just was wondering, has McDonald's sponsored with some Islamic/Muslim group to
raise money for them?
I don't know. I know that same McDonald's about 2 weeks ago, I went through there and just happened to look at my receipt when I left, and they had automatically rounded my meal up to some children's charity. And when I called and raised Kane, they just kind of laughed and hung up. So, yeah, well, I'll call it. They're running a scam.
And it could be, and too. There's a sizable enough population, Muslim population, to where they're like, well, we can make money off this, fellas.
But
automatically add it to your bill?
Yeah, automatically. I caught it by about a mile or so down the road. I called them up, started raising Kane. Literally, the lady laughed at me and hung up. It's a scam.
What?
They're running a scam. I've seen other places do it. I don't know if all the McDonald's are doing it, but that was in the same one you were just talking about.
All right, well, News Talk listeners, be aware of what McDonald's is doing with or without your permission.
Yeah.
So,
it was like 35 cents.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it was a penny.
Oh, right. There's a point of it.
Permission to take your damn money.
Exactly right.
All right. I just was wondering if it was a one-time shot, because, you know, a lot of times people will, you know, I was at Southern Boulevard and Troy Highway the other day, and there must have been 20 people in the street with buckets waving and smiling and coming up to your car, but nothing said what they were doing or who it was for.
Just shaking you down. That's all.
Yeah, man. All right, y'all be careful out there.
Appreciate it, Phil. And I did look it up. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Muslim calendar and is one of the most sacred times for Muslims. I kind of knew that. But it is a month in which it is believed by Muslims that the Holy Quran was sent down from heaven. Quote, as a guidance for men and women, a declaration of direction and a means of salvation. 272-9228. Do we have a fairly sizable Muslim population around here?
We have a few. I don't know if I'd call it sizable.
But I wonder what the percentage is, like the breakdown.
I don't even think it's going to measure.
I think the largest growing group continues to be nuns. I'm not talking about Catholics, like the female lady of the cloth. I mean, like, non-affiliated.
Oh.
Like, yeah, there's a large growing group of those folks. I mean, and they probably believe in all sorts of different things. It could be people that were Baptist or Catholic growing up, whatever, Methodists, and they fell away, and they still believe, but they don't do organized, or maybe they're atheists, or, like, there's a, that's a growing cohort, for better or for worse. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and maybe my age and a little younger, but they kind of fell away from organized religion in general. They still have what they consider a relationship with God, but it's not organized religion. Me personally, not a big fan of organized religion, just...
Yeah, likewise. Just you know me.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
But you've never been swayed by the Muslim missionaries? Well, they don't really evangelize in the same way, say, like...
No.
Like Mormons? You ever been, like, you're like, man, I think they're on to something here.
I rode a couple of their bicycles, though.
Well, the other day, a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses stopped by where I'm living now.
Yeah.
And like, well, we've got this thing coming up later. You know where our temple? I'm like, I know exactly where it is. By the way, y'all know the album Rainbow Children by Prince? It's a whole dedication to y'all's Bible. No, we didn't know. How do you know about that? Don't get me
you
started.
You educated him?
Yeah.
All right, Joey.
Now, can you imagine being in Minneapolis in the early 2000s and a Jehovah's Witness shows up at your door, but it's that guy?
Prince?
Yeah. And he's wanting to talk to you about Jesus.
But what do you do? Do you go, is this really Prince? What, I mean, you know,
yeah.
And today, you
kind of can't miss him.
Are you Prince?
Let's go to, is this Brian on, well, let's go to Jay Quellen first. Hey, Jacqueline Tomlinson online. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey, guys.
How you learn? How you feeling about the election today?
Oh, you know, I actually feel good. I'm out here at my polling place. And we've bounced around the circuit a little bit, but we're having a good time.
Well, that's great to hear. And if folks have not voted yet and you would like to make a final pitch, go ahead. Tell them what you're running for and why you should be the one there in that position.
Okay. Well, I'm currently running for circuit court judge, place 4. That is the brand new circuit judge position for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton counties. So if you live in one of those three counties, you are in the 19th circuit, and I will be on your ballot. I have the most experience for the job. I've been doing family law for 15 years. It's a family law judge position. I wish the ballot said that, but it doesn't. It's just a circuit court judge place 4. But I believe I'm the most qualified for the job, and I would love to earn everybody's support. You got a few more hours until the polls close, so let's finish strong.
Well, I'd imagine you've got the whole crew with you, the whole family?
So we divided and conquered for a little bit this morning. Jared is currently at the Wetumpka Civic Center. So if anybody sees him down there, you know, heckle him.
My parents. Does he have his belt of justice with him?
Eddie, shut up.
I mean, like, he might. I don't know. I didn't ask him.
He never leaves home without it.
I know he has his wife's vote for my wife button on.
Excellent.
But my parents and I are up here at Mulder. Lola, thank the good Lord, is asleep in the back seat right now because, wow, who thought bringing a three-year-old to a polling place was a good idea? My mom was not.
I heard you actually got some hugs this morning from some people. Someone called me and said they just gave you a big old hug.
I did. I've got a few hugs.
Good deal.
I got a few hugs this morning, which, you know, running for office is wild to begin with. I thought being an attorney was wild. Man, us attorneys have nothing on politicians. This is a whole new world. And then you throw lawyers into politics.
Oh, boy.
Man, this has been a wild ride. But, no, we've got great, you know, support, and people have been super kind. And, you know, if you see me out, please say hey and come vote. But I don't know about voter turnout because it seems like a lot of people to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's not raining. It hasn't rained a drop. So get out and vote.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate it, Jacqueline. Really do.
Yeah.
Best of luck
vote
today.
For me.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just so make sure people know, guys, it's not Jay Quallen. It's Jacqueline
Tomlinson. Yes.
Have a great show, guys.
You too, honey.
You too.
Thanks.
272-9228. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
I got an Instagram video playing in the background there. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I'm trying to reach every voter I can today. Listen, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm up in Huntsville right now. Just left the Huntsville Republican Women lunch. Spoke with them, and headed back to Central Alabama and Shelby County, and go vote. Take my mom to go vote. Pick up the kids from school and get ready for our election party tonight.
Well, and I'm asking everybody this: what's your gut telling you about today? How are you feeling about it?
Man, I'm feeling great, and I'm feeling good because conservatives are fired. They're fired up to vote in this election. They should be. This is a unprecedented time in our country. We've seen the courts being weaponized like never before to put in a woke liberal agenda, and we just in this race in particular, we see liberal Democrat crossover votes. So I think I'm hoping those folks stay home today. I want to see Republicans voting in the Republican primary, people who are committed to our conservative Alabama values and who share my values and understand why I'm running for Chief Justice.
And again, this Brian Taylor, he is running for the next person to be the Chief Justice of this great state. So you mentioned there for a second, but just parting words for folks who still haven't voted yet today in this area, why should they go with you?
Well, I'm the real conservative in the race. I'm the only conservative. I'm a lifelong Republican. I've served the Alabama Republican Party as a legal advisor. I've been a legal advisor in two Republican governors. I'm an Iraq War veteran with 21 years of service in the JAG Corps, in the Army, active duty Army, and the Alabama National Guard. So I've got the leadership experience and the legal experience that we need at the top of the court system to make sure that our courts protect our conservative values and steer clear of legislating any political agenda from the bench. We need judges who are committed to upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution and all of our constitutional liberties, including the Second Amendment. And that's what I intend to do as Chief Justice.
Well, I know any election, any race and campaign somebody's running can be real tough, and it takes a lot out of you, just even in local races. But I know for a fact a statewide one is a whole different like a different level right there. So best of luck today. I know you put in a lot of hard work, and well, we'll see when the returns come in tonight, Brian.
Thank you very much, and ask everybody vote Brian Taylor, and you can go to my website at briantaylor.com if you have any questions about the campaign. Brian with a Y. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing.
Oh, man.
James Cole has put together a great team there. And, you know, it's all in the family there at Cole Plumbing.
Buddy.
And, of course, they can help you with those emergency problems like a burst pipe. So they won't have to tear out a bunch of drywall or dig up a huge hole in your yard. Why? Because they have proprietary pipelining tech that allows you to be at ease, that you're not going to have to clean up all that nasty stuff. In fact, they can get the job done with precision and expertise. It's almost like a liquid-based tech that seals up burst pipes. Of course, they can help you with everyday plumbing problems, from a clogged drain to low water pressure. Maybe your sump pump ain't working, or you've got a gas line leak, or maybe tree root invasion.
It happens.
Yeah, especially if you've seen those trees growing up nice and healthy over all the years of you being at your house.
Buddy.
Yeah, they could start getting into a spot. They do have root networks as they get taller. But also, Cole Plumbing can help you with upgrades. So maybe you want to upgrade to a tankless water heater system or a taller toilet that's easier on your older knees. That's a great way to give you a little more ease when you're trying to do your business. Or maybe you want to get fancy, install a bidet. They can do all that there at Cole Plumbing. So 279-8919 is their number. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
Let's go to Pat. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, first time caller. Been listening to you for a long time. I just had to call in about the guy about the Ramadan. I went to McDonald's yesterday morning, and I think it's just, it's hard to hear at those drive-thrus. I think it's the Ronald McDonald House, not Ramadan.
That would make more sense. That show would make a lot more sense.
I just wanted to point that out. I couldn't let that
Ronald
go.
Don, Ronald McDonald. Yeah, I can see where. Yeah.
All right, good talking to you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for listening, baby. Keep calling. That was great.
No, same thing happened to me the other day. They literally just rounded up the order, and I happened to look down. I was like, why did it end up being, you know, whatever it was, $12 even?
And if I say a simple thing, you might get the reference. And then, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And then.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Wait, you don't know? You don't remember that movie?
No.
Dude, Where's My Car? Come on.
I have the tattoo to prove it.
You know, I hadn't seen that in ages, and it's on, like, HBO Max or something.
Oh, yeah?
So I put it on just to, like, not really even to watch the whole thing.
Could you make it through?
Actually, no, I didn't make it through it because I didn't plan to watch the whole thing. But I could have. Yeah. It was kind of freaking funny. But it felt so early 2000s, like, it's a different time period.
It's like, I see Big Lebowski on, I'm going to watch it just about every time. I don't care where I pick it up at, I'm going to watch it. That's one of those movies. But, yeah, Big Lebowski has got so much culture stuff in it. And even Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers in there.
Right.
They got the Purple Jesus.
Right.
You're not going to roll on Sabas.
Yeah, I've been getting into more, like, cult classic movies. You ever seen the movie Freaks? Came out in, like, it was, you know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. See, the guy who's not Keanu Reeves.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's like a really weird 90s movie. And 90s movies had all these, like, quick cuts. And, like, some of it's a little...
crazy camera action.
I don't really like it all that much. This is more 80s, I think 84. You like Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
That's one I watch when it comes on.
It's so weird, though. Like, the whole character is such an odd concept.
Right. Watching the movie, looking back...
Because he's essentially a child, right?
Yeah. But looking back, it's not a movie I would thought I would have enjoyed at all.
Right.
Because it's just so out there, so kind of just stupid. But it is entertaining, I'll give it that.
And there are moments that still make me laugh. Like, excuse me, I'm using the phone!
Pee-wee. You remember when Pee-wee, it's probably before your time, when he got busted.
In the theater? Yeah.
That was, to me, and I think I was in high school, that was a huge thing. Right. And now it's like nobody would even say anything.
Right. I mean, that guy's a little, he's a little pervy?
Right.
Really?
Surprise, surprise.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team are ready to help you out with whether you're buying a home, could be your first time, or maybe you're just looking for some great local folks to help you with your next time. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. They'll actually sit down, get to know you, understand your goals in owning a home, or maybe you're not looking to buy, you're looking to refinance. They can, of course, set you up with a great refi deal there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Could be you're looking to get credit card debt off your back or other sorts of debt you'd like to consolidate. And they're doing a special rate refinance for people with student loans still hanging right, over their head. And don't forget, they're the best game in town when it comes to VA home loans.
Mm-hmm.
They are on top of the latest at the VA home loan program. So if you're a veteran and you haven't used these benefits you earned through your service, it really is an amazing deal. You're not going to get a better deal anywhere else. So again, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Biologist, others, hold on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commissioner for District 1. During my tenure, I have championed those issues that directly affect the quality of life for the citizens of District 1 and the entire county. Since joining the commission, MPS was able to obtain an overdue increase in funding, which will result in substantial improvements to public education. The county's cold case unit was created to help the families of victims of unsolved homicides obtain justice and a measure of closure. The county's summer youth jobs program was established, employing more than 300 young people since its inception, all while providing much-needed financial support for those nonprofits that are working to improve the quality of life for all Montgomery residents. Please help me continue this valuable work by going to the polls on March 5th and voting for Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commission, District 1. Paid for by committee to elect Dan Harris, Post Office Box 230491, Montgomery 36123.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76, with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228. If you want to get it on the program, that's the number biologist dialed. Let's go to biologist. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon. Update from the Trumpman Road, whatever they call it now, Rolling Hills Volunteer Fire Department. And it's been like nine different golf clubs over the past 25, 30 years. But 130, we have two, and there's no line there. But it's midday. So they've had 130 on one side. I've tried to look at how many was on the other boating, but I think they're kind of all pushing everyone to one side because there's not a line at all.
Yeah, and it seems like it's going to be a low turnout day for whatever reason. Maybe it's because the top of the ticket seems like a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I don't get Jacqueline and because I looked for her name, but they must have changed my district only because I live up going towards Snowden a little bit.
Okay.
But I used to vote over near Fitzpatrick School. There's an old church there, and there's the old Serendipity on that corner, which is gone now, but... Mm-hmm. But they moved us over there, so I don't know if they moved my district or what. You know, it's who knows. All I know is I voted today, and she wasn't on there, and there was only like four people on the Republican side.
Yeah.
But it's very Democrat because that's the only, and I want to tell everyone right now, all you hunters and shooters, tomorrow morning is get all the targets you want that off every corner.
That's right.
Because they're going to stay there for months.
This is true.
So that I love voting season for one reason, since I live in the country and I can shoot my backyard. There are more targets out there right now just ready to be picked up.
That's so true.
Well,
so,
and it's,
so recycle.
And I think you're doing a service not only to the community and to yourself as shooters for target practice, but I think you're doing a service to a lot of the candidates. Because I've realized this over the years when I interview all these folks, and you've been here, Eddie.
Yeah.
Usually what you find is, actually, they're all kind of like interesting, charming, nice people to get to know. And you're like, I kind of like them. And then you realize, it's a shame that they're all of them but one are going to be a bunch of big losers.
Yep.
So, like, you see their names out there, like, oh, look at that loser. So get it off the street more. We don't need that.
Yeah.
And, you know, those signs stay there for months.
They do.
Because they're volunteers to put them out, but they don't pick them back up.
Well, so until the lawnmowers come. That's it.
I'm more than happy to, and I've waited. I did it the right way. I'm going to wait till after voting day. Then I'm going to every corner and picking them up and using them. So, y'all have a wonderful day now.
You too. Do you remember a video, this had to be during Trump's election, where people were stealing Trump signs? So somebody rigged up like a 12-volt battery.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the guy grabbed it, and he got shocked. But then he grabbed it again.
And he got shocked again?
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, maybe it only happens once.
Right. Okay. So funny, he looked confused, and he grabbed it again. Yeah, confirmed. It's shocking.
Yeah, and I saw people like putting barbed wire, essentially barbs on some of their signs. Yeah, and it's like... Do you really want to maim somebody's hands? Even if it is annoying. Like, people stealing yard signs.
It's annoying.
It is stupid, but...
When we used to have a small business, a pizza business, that was the most annoying because we paid literally everything you had for advertising and then some turd would come take it and just throw your yard sign.
Right.
And you're like, man, that's $60.
Come on, man.
I mean, that's $60 out of my money.
But can you imagine, though, like, because I think there's a special exception where you can put signs like that for political season, but if you could do it for anything.
Well, DOT, as a guy who's gotten a lecture from DOT, they do not appreciate you putting those signs out just anywhere.
I mean, like in your front yard.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're in the county, you can do what you want, right?
Right.
Yeah, here in the city, I don't think it's allowed if you want to be like, Joey Clark Live, listen. I don't think they're going to let you just put that in the front yard.
I got a place in Chisholm we can put a banner.
We need to put a banner.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how much are one of those planes at the
There's a guy at Millbrook Airport that does it. It ain't cheap, but we could work something.
It ain't cheap.
It ain't
cheap.
Hey,
I didn't like how you said we could work something out. Let's go to line one. Who's this? You're on there.
I'm sorry, man. I'm calling to say, don't pick up the signs just yet. There is a runoff probably coming. A lot of people, some of them.
You think it's going to be a runoff, Randall?
Some it might be a couple, and not only that, I mean, they may want their name out there for a little longer, especially to the next election. I mean, even though they got it sold up, they're going to be on the ballot again. And plus, it gives them more of a name out there since it's their first time around. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not snatching about too fast. And some people put some a lot of work into them, man. I've seen some real nice ones put up this time, man. Like, it's going to work winning a couple of them. So.
I know. I've seen some there on 111.
Don't get...
I've seen some on 111 there, Randall. It looked like somebody put some good work into.
Oh, yeah. So it's
I think the yard, people make too much of the whole yard sign thing.
It's because you don't have to buy it. When you have to buy one, everything changes, man.
It's like if I hit enough yard signs and will I win? It's like, no. No.
They might
be. You're not good.
They might be.
Yeah, so. Anyway, I thought I could tell you this off air.
Oh, you're good.
It's fine, Randall.
You know, we love each other.
Later.
Yes, sir, man.
See you, man.
Yeah, I do like proper flags, though. Like, because you can't do that in your art. My neighbor won't reveal who it is. Mm-hmm. He's well-known in Alabama politics, but very brilliant guy.
Okay.
Well-read and knows a lot about this state and politics in general.
Dr. Carlson's your neighbor, is what you're trying to say?
No, but actually, no, he's a pretty big deal. But, you know, for the longest time, he'll have an American flag. Like, he's got a flagpole in his front yard.
Oh, okay.
So he's done the American Real flag, deal. Of course. My grandfather also flies an American flag. But I noticed he changed his flag lately, and it's this bright royal blue with white graphic and lettering, and it looks like a train with steam coming out of it, and it says, all aboard the Trump, in capitals, train, and Trump is on the train itself, the train graphic.
I kind of like that one.
And it was whipping in the wind as I was leaving today, and
you know,
and then, like, all these folks are doing yard work,
yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Jose, look at the sign. Look at the sign, Jose. You know what? You're voting for him. I know you are.
You know, it's funny when it was a couple years ago, we had Brandon on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
We were riding around, and he's like, man, there's a lot of Trump flags on this lake.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Jordan where it's at. Lake Martin, certain areas.
Oh, there's a lot, dude. There's a lot. But it was just funny because, you know, Brandon, he doesn't go on boats a lot to begin with.
Well,
but
boat people are Trump people.
Right. Then he looked around and goes, man, a lot of Trump flags on this lake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, yeah. Notice that.
I'm thinking about getting a hat, but not Make America Great Again, Make America Free Again. It looked like the MAGA hat. I can't go all the way. I just can't.
Did you see what Charles Barkley said, I think, last night?
I did.
Dude.
Should we just mention it now?
I want to go find somebody that'll put the shirt on and let's go make some money. I mean, come on.
Call his bluff, essentially?
Come on, dude.
Here, I'll share it from 1819 News. I'll share the actual screenshot of the article. Charles Barkley, if I see a black person walking around with Trump's mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face. Why has it got to be a guy? Why are you assuming there aren't like black women like Trump?
Well, get paid more money.
I guess Charles has read the polls.
That's
some groups that really don't like Trump.
And I love Barkley, but... and he even said, I mean, they tried to get him to back off his comment. He's like, no, I'm serious. I'll do it.
Right. Okay. Well, here's the actual clip. Should we listen to
it? Oh, I'd love to.
And... you know who embraced it than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
When you heard that, what did you think? Big sigh.
First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Charles.
I know, Gail.
Charles.
Gail.
You really can't say that because, A, you don't mean that.
Oh, I mean that sincerely.
He does, though.
I'm going to just tell you something.
And then you will be arrested for assault. And then what?
I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate. If I still
don't
sizzle.
Encourage him. Don't encourage him. Okay, but go ahead.
Seriously.
Continue.
First of all, if I was at that.
At that conference, yeah.
I'd have got up and walked out. That was an insult to all black people. Because
mm-hmm.
He basically just saying, and first of all, black to compare black history where we've been discriminated against to his plight.
Yes.
Well, first of all, he's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong.
Yeah, but I didn't hear Trump make a big compare and contrast. I think Trump said, I've seen a lot of black people wearing shirts with my mugshot. Did he just make that up?
No. No. But what I say about Charles meaning what he said, Charles Barkley has thrown a man out of a glass window before.
Oh, sure.
Plate glass window. So again, we can go make some money.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put a tracker on him so we know where he's at, just like they did Taylor Swift's plane.
Right. Well, and also, I'm looking at him, and Charles is a little too old to get it. Like, I'll pull him back up.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, he's think he's my age.
Yeah, I mean, and he's wearing a lot. Keep in mind, he's wearing TV makeup in this still right here.
Yeah.
I think he's just too old to get it. The change is happening. And the humor and dark irony that is continuing to drive the meme magic of the internet so much behind the new right.
Oof.
I think that he's just too old. Grandpa doesn't get it.
Well, he didn't. Thing is, he has the money. He didn't have to.
Right. Oh, yeah, no.
You know, I mean, you come to Charles, you're coming in his world. He ain't coming in yours.
And honestly, I really ain't dogging Charles that much. I think Charles has it. If one person should celebrate the First Amendment, it's Charles Barkley. And I'm happy to hear him say what he thinks. He didn't like it. Also, I don't think Charles is in the wilderness by himself. I think there are a lot of folks that felt the way he felt. So it's like, whatever. But it's the usual, like, well, let's watch not even 5 minutes, 20 seconds of Trump. And we now know how he feels about all sorts of stuff. And let's read into... Well, that's the media culture now. I listen to a person for 10 seconds. I know your whole life. I'm like St. Peter at the pearly gates. Get out, you pervert.
I know your type. I know who you are.
Right. But that's what politics calls us to do, is to be presumptive and uncharitable. Oh, look at the time. I got to hit this break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Greg Allbritton. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Allbritton, to Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Allbritton, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Allbritton for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark. Again, folks, we are now live streaming the show, which means you can watch us. It's like you can put it on the TV. You can cast it. Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Would love if you like and subscribe and jump in on the comment section. Have a little fun with that today. You know, coming up, we've got a great breakdown by Peter St. Ange about what's going on with, well, the economic problems in this country, in particular, how the federal debt, $34 trillion today, could cause a meltdown. Also, another great conversation with retired Lieutenant Colonel Douglas McGregor. His sit down with Tucker Carlson